Your content will be in places where your feet have never been. But the first thing that you need to do is to create. Hi, it's Taku Zonash, and welcome to The Baobab. I hope that you're well, you're staying safe, and that 2024 is being kind to you. As a creative, sometimes you tell yourself that your content is not good enough. You belittle yourself and you shy away from allowing the world to see how creative and amazing you are. So you end up hiding in the corner. You end up writing and having a lot of drafts in your phone or even in your diary, but they are never seen by the world. You have got drafts, if you're a blogger, on your blog, but unfortunately, you have never hit the publish button. Sometimes you tell yourself that your content is not good enough. So as a podcaster, you've got great ideas. You have got inspiration from different places. You're inspired on your way to work. You get inspiration from the barbershop. You get inspiration from just sitting by the corner and waiting for your turn to be called when you're visiting your dentist or the doctor. But you don't have the courage to allow the world to see how awesome and amazing you are. So a lot of great talent is lost because you doubt yourself and you're afraid of how people are going to see and judge you when you read your work. Because as a creative, sometimes you create content or you just because your heart is heavy and you're looking for a place where you're going to pour everything that's on your chest. And all you want is healing. All you want is peace. And all you want is to silence the voices in your head. But as your readers read your work, people begin to criticize you. They begin to find fault that you did not have to go public and tell people that you're dealing with a heartbreak. You did not have to go public and tell people that you're unemployed. But unfortunately, that is our day-to-day lives. Our lives are not a bunch of roses. Our lives are seasoned with a lot of pain, with a lot of tears. And as a creative, sometimes you want to find healing. So this is why you created a blog, a podcast, or even a vlog. But why do you and I doubt ourselves? Why do you think that just because you do not have a lot of followers, your content is not good enough? Over the festive holidays, I took a break. I think there was close to three weeks or four, I don't remember. And this was the first time since I started my blogging and podcasting journey that I allowed myself to take a break during the festive holidays. The break was refreshing and was good for me because I'm grateful for all the creatives that I follow who were just, when I was listening to their blog podcast, they're saying that a few weeks before Christmas, they had already told their audiences that they're going to take a break. So I decided, why not? Let me take a break. And as I took a break, I realized that it was good for me. It was something that I really needed because I allowed my mind to rest. And during the break, I told myself that even if I get a story or even a podcast idea, I'm not going to develop it. The only thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to write it down so that I don't forget. But sometimes, there was this other time, and I was reading a blog post by a friend. Let me just check it out. And the friend was saying that as creatives, sometimes our minds do not allow us to rest. And I realized that this is so true. Because so many times, it was Winnie Nayi Gaga, and she's a blogger. And her blog post was What Keeps You Awake at Night. It made me realize that, oh, I thought I was the only one. There was this other time when I got a blog, something to write about. And it was in the middle of the night. Then I ignored the thought. But when I woke up in the morning, I did not even remember anything about it. I just bits and pieces. But when I got that idea at night, everything made sense. But when I tried to write it down the way that I thought I thought about it, it wasn't exactly that. So I realized that I'm not the only one who's got their mind that keeps them up at night. And also during that time, most of the things that make me want to write or to create content, I did not even want to color. I did not even want to read a book. I didn't even want to listen to the music playlist, the Legends music playlist on my phone. All I wanted was my mind to rest. And as my mind rested, it was good. It was good to allow my mind to rest, to have inspiration, yes, to write it down, but not to do anything else about it. But as the break was about to come to an end, I realized that there was a time that I wanted to color. I was looking for my coloring books. And I wanted to color. There was a time that I'd listened to the Legends playlist. Then the next thing, I had an inspiration for a story that I wanted to write. What am I trying to say about this? Is that you need, as a creative, you need to give yourself time to rest. You need to allow all your thoughts and everything in your mind to rest, to find and to silence all the voices in your head. And after that you've rested, you come back refreshed and ready to take part in something else. And also, as a creative, sometimes you think that your content is not good enough. You write a blog post and maybe it's close to a month. You have just received the notification that two people read your work. You think my content is not good enough. So maybe you're so used to publishing blog posts 2 times a week. Then you tell yourself, maybe I should do 1 blog post a week. And then sometimes you get so carried away that you forget to write a blog post the other week. And then with no time, you've totally forgotten that you've got a blog or a podcast. But this is because you think that people don't read your work. But people do read your work. But some people don't want to. And then some people do read your work, but they don't want to interact with you. What my friend Tikia always said that I was a ghost on Twitter. And then with time, she told me that you don't need to be a ghost. You need to just voice your opinion sometimes when you want to. And with time, I've been trying it and I've been enjoying it. So sometimes as creatives, we think that we don't have the voice or the strength in us to be creative or to be awesome. But we do have the power. And it's so amazing the moment that you give it a try. Over the festive holidays, I listened to Nathaniel's Bassi song, Imela. I think that song has been published close to 7 or 8 years ago. But now when I listen to that song, it really touched my heart. It felt like that song was just written for me. But all these 7 years, I'd never listened to that song. I didn't even know who Nathaniel. I knew that some people used to post about Nathaniel Bassi on their stories and all. But the moment that I listened to that song, 7 years later, that song is still powerful. And I even listened to Kai Mutetwa's music. And thanks to Catch Up with Fadzo on Instagram, who's a fan. And also I became a fan. But I'm trying to say that Nathaniel Bassi and even Kai Mutetwa wrote these songs years back. But now that the time was right for me, when I listened to their songs, I could relate to the song. The same with us as creatives. We need to create content. Someone's going to bump into your content 5 years later. Maybe they're going through a heartbreak. And the things that you wrote when you're dealing with a heartbreak is going to speak to them, and then they're going to find the healing. Maybe you're a parent and you're writing about Louisa Msika, who's from Malawi, writes about parenting. Maybe she's just right. So someone is going to bump into your content 5 or 6 years later when they're a first-time mom. And then they're going to appreciate their work. So as a creative, you just have to create content. Someone is going to appreciate it. Years later, the good thing about the internet is that it's going to be there. And like back then when people had written diaries and all, when the ink faded, when there was rain, it could be destroyed. But now that it's on the internet, it's there forever. Someone even in Europe can read your work, and then they're going to appreciate it. And then you might inspire people to start blogging, to start podcasting. But the first thing that you need to do is to be a creative. Let me bring examples closer to home, closer to Zimbabwe, for some of you to understand. Do you remember Charles Charamba and the Fishers of Men? Charles Charamba and Night Charamba. How in the early 2000s, they sang a lot of songs. Back then, they were not streaming platforms. they had live shows, but they're not as huge as they are now, where people would book the HICC to perform. But they were radio cassettes, and people used to listen to their music through the tapes. Years later, now that I listen to some of the songs, now that I listen to Buruka, I see how powerful that song is. And even the song about the other song, I've forgotten the name, how they use Bible verses. They are good at sermons. They use stories in the Bible to inspire people. So as what if the Charamba during that time told themselves that if we sing this song, maybe no one is going to buy the tape. People don't have money. But now that they've, years later, now that people have got streaming platforms, be it someone in New Zealand, be it someone in Australia, be it someone in South Africa, they can still listen to their song. So their song, even up to today, I grew up in the early 2000s, but now that it's in 2024, as I listen to their songs, I'm a bit older. I see how powerful their songs are. Their sermons, and I can relate to them. Even Oliver Mtukudzi, I've said this more than once. He wrote Mabasa when HIV and AIDS, when a lot of people lost their lives to HIV and AIDS. But during the COVID-19 pandemic, that song still had the same meaning, and it touched so many hearts. Because everyone was dying, and the young, the old, death was something else during the COVID-19 pandemic. But if Oliver Mtukudzi was alive, we could have told them, you could have seen how his song about HIV and AIDS was so relatable in the COVID-19 pandemic. So what am I trying to say is that as a creative, your duty or your role is just to create someone who loves your work, someone who relate to your work, someone who appreciates your work. I was happy when I realized that Never's Conditions, written by Tsitsidanga Remba, was going to be translated in Shona. The book was published in 1988. And 30 plus years later, it's now translated into Shona. How amazing is that? So maybe there was someone who was saying, oh, Tsitsidanga Remba might have been a great writer, but I'm not a fan of English. So now what's your reason for not buying her work when it was translated in Shona by Ignatius Mabasa? And even the Book of Not was translated by Tanaka Shidora into Shona. So all you need to do as a creative is just to create. There are going to be people who are going to appreciate your work. How many novels have been adapted into movies or even into films? How many movies have been adapted into series? But when the author wrote the story, they had nothing in mind. Even as J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter, did she have in mind that her stories were going to be turned into movies? So don't worry about the numbers. Someone is going to appreciate your work. All you have to do is get the pen, get the paper, develop an idea, and create. Always remember to inhale positive energy and exhale negative energy.